Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 191 on March 13th, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron of mine so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the support my work button on the right-hand side of my website. And don't forget, there is a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys that can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure product. Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com, #RubyRider, and be sure to use the coupon code Rider for 15% off of your purchase. That's R-Y-D-E-R. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. And speaking of Patreon, let's do a Patreon update.
Yes.
Michael became a patron for $5 a month. Michael, thank you so much for your generous support. Really appreciate it. And Kara became a patron for $5 a month as well. Kara, thank you so much for your support and your patronage. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Both of you, I appreciate your generosity. Okay, let's talk about my favorite toy of the week. So I have a kind of a cool one to tell you guys about because you have heard me rave on and on about the Wii Vibe Tango, which is like the magic bullet vibe, the best bullet vibe in the world, right? Well, I have another one to tell you about because it comes so close to being as powerful as the Wii Vibe Tango, and it is more compact and it has a lower price point. Here's why that's important, because you can use this shorter bullet vibe in the horizontal pockets that are above the opening for the toy in the spare parts harnesses. Remember, the spare parts harnesses have two pockets for bullet vibes to try and give her more clitoral stimulation. The upper one is horizontal. And I had mentioned before that it's difficult to use the Wii Vibe Tango in that horizontal pocket because it's simply too long and it prevents your legs from coming together. It's just uncomfortable. It won't work. Well, this shorter one will definitely work, and it really comes close to being just as good as the Wii Vibe Tango. It's a little less rumbly. It's a little more buzzy in the highest power settings, but it does have 15 different modes to choose from. And the lower powers are definitely rumbly. It is waterproof, and it's significantly cheaper than the Wii Vibe Tango. So if you've been looking at the Wii Vibe Tango and going, man, it'd be nice to have that as an option to put in the spare parts harness, to put in the fuse dildo, to put in whatever, or to just hold on to and have some fun with, then this is something that might appeal because it will definitely work with these. And the thing is that one of the criticisms about this particular bullet is that it vibes throughout the whole thing as opposed to just on the end of it. Well, that's a marvelous thing for putting it in a dildo, right? Or putting it in a pocket. That one criticism that I read about it was that if you hold it against your clit, it can get buzzy and it kind of can buzz your fingers and kind of make them numb. Think about it, though. If that vibration is consistent throughout the whole bullet vibe, then it's an awesome thing to put in the dildos or to put in the pocket of those spare parts harnesses. So the name of this amazing bullet that is cheaper than the Wii Vibe Tango is, it's two French words, right? So I'm going to say them like the American way. It's sensuel joie, right? But pronounced in the French way, as best I can, it's sensuelle joie. They call it discreet, petite, and powerful. It is definitely rechargeable. You get a USB rechargeable cord with it that you can use in your computer or you can insert it in one of the ones that plug into the wall as well. It takes 2 hours to charge, and you get a runtime of anywhere from 25 to 50 minutes. So it's hard ABS plastic, but it's coated in a medical-grade silicone, so it's nice and soft on the outside. And they do say it's 100% waterproof, submergible, has a 1-year warranty, and it has a tiny little bag to put it in. It's very cute. The company who makes it is called Nu, N-U. So the Nu Sensuelle Joie 15-function bullet. That is my favorite toy of the week. And I'm going to try it out in my fused dildos. Yay. Okay, so let's get to your letters. Lots of great advice in episode 190. They always seem to end too soon. You asked for feedback from men who have had different types of orgasms while being anally stimulated. I have many years of self-play, am a bi cis male, and the love of my life pegs me regularly for many of the most common reasons women enjoy pegging. I won't digress, but she loves it. I wrote in once before about my strong, clear, squirting orgasms that I call Cowper's fluid. I always orgasm multiple times like this, but specifically when she's just pounding me, usually with a veiny, long dildo, rapidly sliding over my prostate back and forth. It's a lot of repeated stimulation, but not head-on. She can use multiple toys and fuck me aggressively, and I always squirt hard and feel the orgasm as well. I usually do not have a normal penile orgasm with creamy ejaculate in this way, unless it's a shorter, wider, or curved toy, or bigger, or she's talking dirty. Which brings me to an aside. I've been pegged hundreds of times, topped and bottomed with guys, and played with my own ass for countless hours. Different angles and techniques yield different kinds of orgasms. However, the one thing that seems to supersede angle, position, side, speed, etc., is the eroticism of it always sets it off. The more turned on I am, it is easier to have a full standard complete orgasm, be it through a prostate stimulation or not. The sexier it is, the harder and sooner I will come. Ruby, do you find that this is true? I think it definitely is for women, but as much as a technique and position matter and vary from guy to guy, perhaps this is true for other guys, in that what matters most is how turned on you are. Sorry this ran long. I'm sitting in the sauna with nothing much more to do. I should add, as for technique, during self-play, I either ride a dildo and have it firmly pounding head-on to my prostate and looking at or reading porn, and I orgasm, often about being pegged or topped by a guy with a large cock. And obviously I'm horny, so I finish, or I spit-roast myself with a suction cup dildo, and I suck and deep-throat another dildo. And it's more the sliding back and forth motion on my prostate. For me, that fantasy is a favorite. So when I get physically, then psychologically into it, I am again turned on and orgasm. In neither situation do I have to touch my own penis to have a full and mind-blowing orgasm. As for when I'm being pegged, when she uses a curved toy, or I take control and power bottom, backing up into her forcefully, and therefore very much getting into it myself, I'm physically able to finish as well. Lastly, I would make the uneducated postulation that the mind, as you have correctly mentioned, is the most powerful sex organ in the body, will often, in layman's terms, make up the difference in technique with the fact you are so turned on. Almost feels like nature's way of leveling the playing field for those who are either aesthetically or physically perfect, if anyone is, in the art of coitus. If you get turned on and off, it doesn't matter if the dick is big enough, or if she looks like a supermodel, or she is exactly your type. Your mind will connect the dots needed for you to reach orgasm. So this was in response to the guy who wrote in, who wanted to put himself in chastity and not orgasm, and at the same time wanted to milk his prostate. So the whole point was, is that he wouldn't orgasm, but be able to milk the fluid out. And I solicited feedback from you guys because I wanted to know what were the things that kind of set you off. And as you mentioned, yes, absolutely, the mind is a really powerful thing in the setting and the sexiness of it all. So perhaps there by himself would not be as sexy, especially with the intention of just milking and not having an orgasm. I know some of you have said, and also men I've talked to personally, that left to your own devices, if you're jerking off and you intend to edge, that left to your own devices, you rarely do that because it's just too tempting to go for it. So I'm wondering if in chastity, if this guy used like a pure wand or something like that, or any kind of an anal prostate stimulation toy to do the milking, if it would be the same thing where it would be just so tempting, it would be hard not to do it. It would seem to take a lot of self-control. But then again, there are many men out there, and he might be one of them, who do not orgasm very easily from prostate stimulation. And then it kind of makes the whole thing a moot point. You can kind of use any toy you want. You just need a toy that is firm enough for you to kind of milk that fluid out of there. And we did actually hear back from this guy. And by the way, to the letter writer I just read, thank you for that input. I appreciate it. That input actually happened on the new chat channel, the 24/7 chat channel that you can access by becoming a patron for only $1 a month. There's a nice little collection of us in there, and there are two women so far, including myself, which is pretty damn exciting, right? Okay, so anyway, we heard back from Michael, who is the guy who wanted to do longer-term chastity but wanted to know about milking the prostate. Thank you for reading my letter on your podcast. It was a bit of an out-of-body experience hearing your voice reading my words. You're right, I am not looking for an anal orgasm, at least not yet, not for this purpose. I am primarily interested in milking out any buildup without the pleasure of an orgasm. If I'm going to try and do chastity, an orgasm feels like cheating. The Enjoy gets great reviews, though I was a little scared off by the price. It does sound like, with proper movement, it would be able to do what I needed. Maybe a little too well, after reading all the enthusiastic reviews talking about how fabulous their orgasms were. And then he goes on to say the bird-locked people, and this is the people that he bought the chastity device from, sell this device. The shape of it looks like it is perfectly shaped to perform a milking motion with pressure on the right spots, with minimal motion. I am looking at this one too. Maybe you have already reviewed it. So I took a look at it. I have not reviewed this one, but it's your basic prostate stimulator shape, if you will. The only reason that I mentioned the Enjoy was because it has a longer handle and might be a little easier for you to use for the milking. The one that you have linked to kind of nestles in between your cheeks and would require more flexibility. And I'm not really sure, because it's all in French, I'm not really sure if it's intended to use by contracting your anal sphincter, because the Eneros devices are made that way so that if you contract your anal sphincter, it massages your prostate, or if it's meant to be used by hand, or perhaps you can do it either way. But I totally get it if the Enjoy scares you off a little bit with the price. It is a pricey thing, well worth every penny. I just thought you'd have more control over it, but please get what you think is going to work for you and what your budget can afford, as long as it's a body-safe toy, and this one looks like it is. And you know, you might end up being one of those guys that can do a fair amount of prostate stimulation, and although it might feel wonderfully good, you don't have an orgasm, because actually, I think it's the majority of men who react that way. I don't have any studies to prove this, but just from personal experience and stories that have been related to me anecdotally, I think, I'm guessing, about 60%, maybe 70, cannot orgasm hands-free, even though it feels fabulous. And, you know, the rest of you can. So it's very similar to percentages of women who can orgasm with just vaginal penetration and G-spot type of stuff. So there you go. Anyway, please do let us know how it goes. And then you went on to say, I didn't read the end of your letter. I may forego the idea for this round of self-locking. By the time I get anything delivered, I will be in my third week. I have taken steps to make sure I do go the full 3 weeks, though. I asked a friend, parentheses, a good friend, to hold the keys for me, and I can't get them back unless I use a particular word. Thanks again. If I eventually do get a milker, I will report in how it worked. Michael. So, yeah, I can't help but wonder what the word is. That's the first thing that occurred to me. But good for you for giving the keys to someone else and saying, okay, I have to use this word or I can't get it back. That holds you accountable. That takes away that temptation to just go for it. So it sounds like you're quite serious about this. And I wish you the very best. And if you do find this awesome milking tool, please do let us know. Thanks for writing in. Okay, this next comment I found on the forum. I just discovered this site, and pegging is something I fantasize about all the time. Though I'm not particularly experienced in it, my girlfriend and I do engage in pegging every once in a while, and I am in definite need of advice on making the experience more pleasurable for both of us. And that's all you wrote. So, here's the deal. I need more information. There's so many different areas that I could give you advice on. There are so many different areas that I could address. I could address foreplay. Is she doing significant foreplay on you and taking her time and opening you up? Does the toy that you have feel good to you? Does it feel like it's a good fit and it brings you pleasure when she fucks you? Does the harness and toy that you have fit her well and cause her any kind of pinching or discomfort? Or does it fit like a dream? Do you crave something bigger? Does your prostate feel like it's getting stimulated enough? Have you done the test of her fingers inside you where she lightly strokes and then medium and then strokes hard to see how sensitive your prostate is? And then from that information, to turn that into, if you have a prostate that needs a lot of stimulation and that feels really good to you, you want to get a firmer toy and you want to get a curved one. See, there's so many different areas. And there's positions I could advise you on. Go to my website and click on the tab at the top called New to Pegging. There are three sections in there for men, for women, and for couples. And there is just a whole collection of different articles from different perspectives that you can read that have to do with everything from initial anal exploration to positions to all kinds of different stuff. So there's a ton of information that will help you hopefully answer whatever specific questions you have. But if not, please do write back in with a more specific request that I can give you more specific advice to. And meanwhile, enjoy pegging and enjoy the practicing. Thanks for the question. Okay, here's my next one. Dear Ruby, this isn't about pegging per se, but you have said it's one of your own titillations. I fantasize about my wife meeting me at a bar with a little bag, handing it to me as she sits down. As the bartender walks away, she leans over and whispers in my ear that as her little slut, I should go put on my new outfit in the loo. When I look in the bag, I see a butt plug and a cock ring. I obey. I am not a sub, but I love anal, and am an exhibitionist, so it overlaps. My wife insists on taking a long walk on the way home so that the plug jiggles against my P-spot and my semi-hard cock rubs against my jeans, both building my anticipation. Once we get home, we have a heavy session, and I'm going to stop there because I have questions about the first part of the fantasy. Assuming my wife warns me to prep before going out, how long can one wear a plug? And or I worry about being like a carbonated liquid in a corked bottle. Will I explode when the plug is removed? That would be a mood killer. One other comment. I have a Lalo Hugo. Enjoyed a great deal and have even gotten dressed again after inserting it, considering going for a walk. It was too loud. Anyone standing near me could hear it if I went out. I also have the Fun Factory B-Ball Dual Silicone Plug. It isn't a vibrator, but it has balls inside that rattle around. The beads nestle up to the P-spot, and the jiggling is wonderful. This will be my first choice for this fantasy. I look forward to your thoughts, and as always, I enjoy your podcast and look forward to the weekly update. Best, Philip. Philip, you are not the first person to mention that the Lalo Hugo is too loud, and I forgot to mention that. I can't remember. Someone else wrote in or maybe had an addendum onto their letter and said, you know, you recommended that this guy maybe have a Lalo Hugo, you know, at the restaurant or something like this, and it was definitely too loud. So, yes. Hello, everybody out there. Lalo Hugos are not to be worn out in public and turned on because everyone will probably be able to hear them unless you're in a really loud place like a nightclub with loud music and stuff. So I stand corrected on that, and you do not stand with the Lalo Hugo out in public. However, yes, there are other plugs that can be used. And to answer your questions, okay, let's do that. How long can one wear a plug? You know, a while back in my podcasts, I did a test with a couple of different plugs for long-term wear. And one of them was the Tantus Rider, and the other was an Enjoy plug. I believe it was the large size. So here's the difference between the two. Both of them are quite comfortable for long-term wear. And the silicone one, the Tantus Rider, required a little bit more reapplication of lube every once in a while. And I think I wore it for a number of hours, like 4 or 5 hours. And both of them were quite comfortable. But like I said, the silicone one required a reapplication of lube, whereas the metal one, which was the Enjoy Pure Plug, the large, did not. As far as comfortability of a plug long term, you are going to want to look for something that is designed that doesn't have like a big round bottom to it. You want to have something that has sort of like two arms, if you will, rigid enough to make sure it stays outside of your butt, but also so those two arms can nestle in between your butt cheeks. Because if it's a round bottom, and a lot of the cheaper plugs are, it's just not comfortable for long-term wear and walking around because it rubs against the insides of your butt cheeks, if you will, right between your butt crack. The exception to this rule would be those beautiful jeweled butt plugs that are pretty much mostly for decoration. I mean, it's a lovely sight to have someone bent over with this jeweled butt plug in their ass while you're using a paddle on them or spanking them with your hand or a variety of different things like that, or you're tying them up, or yes, that's mostly for decoration. And it's when they're in a position of display, if you will, or not sitting or that kind of thing. You want to see it. Absolutely, you want to see it. So that's the only exception, because the bottoms of those are definitely round. They have to be, because that jewel is so pretty nestled in between those butt cheeks. So having said that, you can wear it for hours and hours at a time. I would advise, if she told you that this was going to happen and advised you to prep, that you eat really lightly the day before so you don't have a whole lot of stuff going through your system. And will it end up being something where you take it out and you explode? Not likely. Not likely at all, especially if you've really eaten very lightly for like the last 24 to 48 hours and you haven't eaten a lot. That will reduce any amount of stuff going through your system. There's never any guarantees if you wear it long term that there won't be something that moves down your colon and your colon decides it's time for you to go. But at the same time, it's not going to be an explosion. There is no carbonation. There is no pressure. It's not like it fits tight enough for it to just hold it back and there's this big explosion. You may want to remove the plug in the bathroom and make sure that you're cleaned out again before you have the fun play at home, at least to check and make sure that everything's still fine. Or you might be able to feel that it is totally still fine. But when you remove that plug, if there's any mess at all, you can always go in the bathroom and clean. But it won't be an explosion. It definitely will not be an explosion. Unless you've eaten something that causes the explosion. But not just because the plug in there. That's not going to make it explode like that. And yes, that sounds like a wonderful fantasy. And I want to hear the description of how it went when you enact that. Thanks for writing, Philip. Okay, this is an update from the Bisexual Podcast from Ruth. Hi, Ruby. I trained him until he was able to take a strap-on 8 inches long and 2 inches wide. The bull also suggested that cross-dressing would make it easier for my husband to fully embrace gay sex. He insisted that many hot wives encourage or even pressure their husbands to cross-dress, and that many cucks secretly desire it. After some coaxing, my husband agreed to stockings and a garter belt. I had him lie on his back and stroke himself while I caressed his thighs through his stockings. That clearly aroused him. When I began to fuck him with the strap on, he began to caress his stocking-clad thighs on his own, and at that point I realized that my husband would soon be all in. That weekend, I took him to a transvestite boutique. We picked out a wig and a black leatherette underbust corset with garters that looks really good on his 5'7", 140-pound, slender body. His face was also made feminine with makeup. Pricey, but well worth it. The following night, he lost his anal virginity to the bull. The bull was delighted with my husband's new look. Seeing the bull's cock penetrate my husband's anus was a huge turn-on for me. Later on, my husband got hard, which does not happen often, and began to moan from the fucking. Eventually, his head arched back, and cum began to ooze out of his throbbing cock. It was a surreal scene. The bull has since fucked my husband twice more, and my husband has blown him several times. Watching my dolled-up husband get down on his knees and suck the bull off really makes me wet. I now realize that the bull-slash-hot-wife-slash-cuckold relationship works best when the cuck is feminized to some extent. There's less of a gay feel to the whole thing. Not only does the cuck's feminine state make him less self-conscious when engaging in gay sex, but the bull also performs better. My husband is no longer stressed out by his ED. The sissy cuckold role now affords him a renewed sense of purpose sexually, as my husband can now easily satisfy a man. The fact that my husband has been able to come from getting fucked is a positive development. This new setup is working really well for us, and my husband and I are now both satisfied sexually. Ruby, I've seen a pegging clip where a syringe was used to push lubrication into the anus prior to penetration. The strap-on was lubed once and then not again. Does this really work? And if so, where can I find these syringes? When I first used the 2-inch strap-on, it was so tight that the lube would not follow the cockhead into his anus. The lube would get displaced along the shaft, and as a result, there was discomfort. Used a ton of lube and made a huge mess. Now that we're looking for a bigger strap-on, solving the lubrication issue would be of great help. We use a water-based KY gel. Would a silicone-based lubricant be better? And she signs it Ruth. Ruth, thank you so much for giving an update. It was fascinating to hear how things have developed for you, and it does sound like things are working out really, really well. I do feel compelled to correct you just a little bit because you said, I now realize that the bull-hot-wife-cuckold relationship works best when the cuck is feminized to some extent. And I would add, as I always do, for you. It works best for you and the guys involved in your three-way there because that's the most important thing. For some people, it wouldn't work at all. There seems to be some discomfort with the whole gay thing, and so it's easier for the bull to fuck your husband if he looks like a woman, and it's easier for your husband to accept the fucking if he is dressed more like a woman. So if that's what works, if that's what turns everybody on, and that's what makes it all happen, that's awesome. But it's not necessary for every hot wife, bull, cuckold relationship. You all get to choose. Everybody gets to choose. I love the fact that your husband is now able to come through the fucking of the bull. That's totally awesome. And it sounds like it's really turning you on. So yay for all three of you. Okay, now your question. Let's see, the syringe. Okay, two different things. First of all, I would like to recommend to you the lube that I think is the holy grail of pegging lube. And yes, it does have some silicone in it. I think part of the reason that you're having the problem is because it is a tight fit and it does, like you say, displace the lube along the shaft, but also it's because you're using just a simple water-based lube. There's nothing wrong with water-based lubes, but at the same time, if you could have a hybrid lube with a little bit of silicone in it, it's much longer lasting and it will follow that dildo into his ass, even if it's more of a tight fit. So I think the holy grail of pegging lubes is Sliquid Silk. And I'm going to put a link to that in the Linkorama. I've recommended it tons and tons of times. If you do get that, do not get the organic stuff because it has aloe vera in it. And that does tend to dry out and get sticky, which is not good. So as far as the syringes are concerned, I did a little bit of homework for you and I did some searching on the internet and it's pretty easy to find syringes without the needles. I mean, they sell them all over the place and I'm going to have a link in the Linkorama to some ones that I found that seem to be really perfect for the situation that you need them for because they are 60 milliliters, so they're going to hold a lot of lube, and they're sterile, and then they have a little cover that goes over them. So you could put a bunch of lube in there, and you could take that cover off, and it's got a little tapered end to it, put it in his ass, puts them in there, and then put that cover back on, right? Which saves the rest of the lube in there. So there you have it. You may be able to find some other stuff searching around. This is just the first that I found that looked pretty decent to me and is very inexpensive. So that is what you do. You don't get those lube shooters because they have horrendous lube in them. No, no, no. Please know that whatever you saw in the pegging clip might not be real. They might have done things in between. There might have been discomfort that wasn't spoken about. The person might have taken muscle relaxers. There's a lot of different things. So, you know, watch yourself when you're trying to duplicate something in a pegging clip because you don't know all of the other things that were happening, all the environmental factors that made up that particular coming together and what kind of lube they used and all kinds of different stuff. But that is the best advice I can give you to try and approximate that would be using this liquid silk, get like a bigger syringe, not the little teeny ones, and then put a bunch in there and then go for it and see how it works and have fun with your hot wife bull cuckold thing. It sounds fabulous. Thanks for the update, Ruth. And we also heard back from Nicole and Vincent. They were the beginners who wanted beginner info, and that was in podcast 188. And I heard back. I found podcast 102 just before getting your email. I had the opportunity to carefully listen to your podcast, What is the Best Equipment for Pegging? I will check podcast 188 now. And then he continues, I don't know where to start. First of all, the quality of your blog globally, an amazing variety on a unique topic, gives your blog the value of an encyclopedia. The sound quality, the proper musical style, which is a challenge, the pace of your voice that gave me a feeling of proximity, of calm, of intimacy. This is so important. I experienced podcast 102 as much for its contents than for its form. Thank you, Ruby, for this gift. I want to share about me. I'm 52. I had first sex at 18. Then I spent 6 long years with no sex. I fell in love with a woman from another horizon, Muslim, that was not interested in me. I insisted so much that we eventually got married. My exotic fantasy cost me lots of pain. No sex before marriage. Once married, 4 times per year. Not a single kiss nor a single hug in 12 years. What a distress. What saved me is that during those 12 years, she used to travel back to Algeria for months to visit her family. During these long periods, I had the apartment just for me. So I spent these periods of loneliness to play with my body and carefully analyze my feelings. I spent hours masturbating very slowly in the living room on a Persian carpet. I slowly found my ability to have multiple orgasms without ejaculation. That was amazing. After a few years of these long sessions on the Persian carpet, that occurred not only during her travels, but at night, too, I felt a weird feminine energy engulfing me. One day, I got the proper equipment for an enema and started to play with my anus. This new step on my sexual life horrified me. I was absolutely ashamed to find a dark side of myself that might be homosexual. In fact, during the anal stimulation, I was so excited to imagine a man ejaculating on my tongue, and after my anal orgasm, I felt ashamed. Weeks, months, years passed, and that anal pleasure has become a necessity to me. I eventually ended conventional masturbation and am now only getting pleasure from my P-spot, which is 150% higher compared with conventional masturbation. I divorced. I met Nicole. We experienced hot, hot sex and have been in love for 4 years now. Ruby, it took me lots of courage, and that's all in caps, to confess to Nicole that as a man, I found an unconventional way to experience intense pleasure, anal stimulation. I was very surprised when Nicole, quite unexpectedly, told me that she was very excited with that idea. I showed her my toy. The first thing she asked is to stop using my homemade dildo and to buy some real stuff. So I ordered a 9-inch large silicone sucker dildo, and we experienced some new perspectives where I abandoned myself to my partner. That was 4 years ago. I recently discovered the existence of pegging by visiting your website, and that was by accident. Since then, Ruby, I feel a magnetic attraction for this practice. It's intense. I can feel it on my tits, from my balls till the tip of my toes. Sadly, before I found episode 102 with your search engine, I ordered a double dildo, the thing not to do, I know now. Here's a picture of what I bought, and the picture he posted up looks like either a real dough with a vibe or potentially a real dough knockoff. It does kind of look like a real dough. Okay, and he goes on to say, well, 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 what to do now? I will have to discuss with Nicole first and listen to her feelings, and if she's comfortable with that piece of equipment, we'll probably have to add some panties or a harness to hold firmly the dildo with her body. If she's not enthusiastic, then I'll buy something else. If you agree, I will come back to you once I've had this chat with Nicole. Ruby, for the first time in my life, I can share my feelings with someone with a total honesty. Oh, this is so good. So good. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your open mind and avant-gardism. I love you. Kind regards, Vincent. P.S. English is not my mother tongue. Please excuse the typos. Vincent, wow. Okay, this is amazing. Thank you for sharing your story, first of all. It's a sad story in the beginning, but wow, did you discover the pleasure that your body can bring? And it was all self-exploration, which I really have to commend you for. That's the most amazing thing. There are many men out there who really wish that they could have multiple orgasms, first of all. And I know that with a lot of work, you can train yourself. So you clearly took the time because it was your only outlet. And you discovered that your body had so much more potential to bring you pleasure, which is totally amazing. Now, as far as the pegging situation, if you're going to use that toy that you sent me a picture of, you will definitely need a harness. And I would actually suggest that you get a better harness than just a pair of panties. I really would. Because especially with those double-ended dildos, it's important to hold it in firmly so that it's in the right place so that when she uses it, she can experience the pleasure in the right place. But if she has any back off at all, then I think one of the toys that would be great for the two of you is the large size of the Fuse dildos, because those have that wonderful spot that nestles between the vaginal lips and has the vibe option. Because you've talked about using pretty significantly big toys, which is amazing. And this way you can have that big toy because the doubles only come so big. And the one that you have a picture of is far smaller than the ones that you've actually been using on yourself. So if you crave that girth, you could get the girth by getting the Fuse Wild, which is 1¾ inches in diameter. Really, the only measurements, as I look back on your letter that you gave me, is that you got a 9-inch long dildo. Most 9-inch long dildos come with significant girth. So that's why I'm assuming that you are used to using a thicker toy. Remember, don't fall into the trap of insisting that she have simultaneous pleasure. If this is something she really wants, great, but let her figure out how to fuck you first. And if you have the Fuse, then you've got the vibe option so that she can learn how to fuck you first and then put that vibe in there. And with the clitoral stimulation, she will absolutely get her pleasure as well. She seems open enough to the whole situation where I think having a conversation with her about what you've discovered is a grand idea. And you can even listen to podcast number 102 with her, because what's important is all of those things I mentioned. That's why it is important to usually pick out equipment together. What if she's freaked out by a realistic looking dildo? Who knows? Maybe you already have one of those and you know that she's not. But at the same time, it's a good thing to pick out equipment together. You avoid pitfalls that way. So you might want to have her listen to 102 as well. But if you do use the one that you sent me the picture of, get a good harness to hold that in. Get a spare parts harness or an Aslan leather harness or something that you can cinch it down with. Because panties by themselves might leave her frustrated because she can't keep it in. And that's no way to start learning how to fuck somebody. You want the ideal equipment so that she's got the best setup and she doesn't have to fuss with it, she doesn't have to worry about it, and she doesn't have to get frustrated with it. So that's my advice. Absolutely have that conversation with her. And it's been a while since you wrote this, so you two may have already decided to explore. And if you have, I'd love to hear how it went. And if you haven't, then try what I mentioned. And those links to the toys that I mentioned are going to be in the Linkorama. Okay. Thanks for the letter. Okay, this came off of the forum as well, and this was actually a response to a discussion about what it's like to have the receiver of pegging be the dominant partner and the giver of the pegging being the submissive, and like a dominant-submissive relationship, and the difficulties that that can potentially present. This topic is very relevant to our situation as well. I am the dom most of the time. I spank my wife regularly and lead the way in the bedroom. Over a year ago, Ruby inspired me to let my wife know my interest in pegging, and I did. We've been pegging ever since. We use it as a power switch role play, and I am extremely aroused by the dirty talk and submission that she puts me through. We bought a Liberator sex ramp. Ramp is our word, laugh out loud, to do this activity. I bend over the high point and she restrains my wrists, places a ball gag in my mouth, blindfolds me, and then ties my legs down with our bed restraints. We have a whole toy bag of spanking implements, so she beats me as hard or as soft as she wants and has gotten quite good at it. Once I get into subspace, she starts toying my ass with her girl cock and then proceeds to peg me. I've gotten a lot of practice taking her cocks, so she usually starts with our large pride rainbow cock now. I have asked if she could make me suck her cock before pegging, and to tell me how bad I am and how I have to take her cock. As of now, she struggles with making me suck it, and if she's really feeling it, can do a little dirty talk. I share this because, as of now, she is at her limit with what she is comfortable with. We have no problem switching back and forth with our top-bottom times, but she struggles with the little extras that I like, and that's okay. She really gets off on being on top and with beating my ass deep shades of red. She said she feels funny with the dirty talk. My own experience with all this is that it is a process. We are all different and have to come to terms with our limits, and sometimes we realize we can push our limits a little further. Initially, it freaked me out to suck her cock, but now it turns me on like crazy. It's okay that we aren't there yet with my little extras. I'd be a foolish man if I were to complain about what I have. Best of luck. Hope my sharing helps. So I wanted to read this because this is a subject that comes up pretty regularly about how a man can stay dominant in his sexual relationship with his wife or partner and get pegged at the same time. So whether that dominance is expressed in a BDSM sense and there's other play going on, or whether it's just that he's usually in charge and kind of runs the fuck. And there are many different ways that you can do this. But like this man says, there are definitely limits sometimes. It's interesting because when I read this, I could relate. It's sort of like, as much as I try and do dirty talk, I'm not the best at it. I try and do some of the things that I've heard about as opposed to just sort of making stuff up. If you don't know what to say, just describe what you're seeing. It's so hot to see my cock sliding in and out of your hole, or whatever you want to call it, right? Whatever words turn your partner on. And to just say that, because there is kind of a feedback loop for me anyway, whereas if I say something and I can tell it totally turns on my partner, then I don't feel so weird about saying it, and then I'm more inspired to say more dirty talk. But still, it's sort of weird. I feel weird when I do it, and I'm trying to get over that. So I can tell, and I think this guy's right, you know, everybody has their limits, absolutely. And when we push up against those, yes, you can take it a little farther sometimes, and other times it's just sort of like, well, when I'm in the mood, maybe, but otherwise it feels a little weird, or it's just not my thing. So I appreciate you sharing that perspective very much that I scooped up from the forum, sir, and shared with my listeners. Okay, and the last three things I'm going to read you are all variations on a theme. Two emails and then a message on FetLife. Here's the first email. I can't find a woman who enjoys pegging me. I'm always left playing with my own ass, but I've been told I make them feel amazing. That's the first email. The second one is this. Good evening. I'm a man interested in pegging, but I'm unsure how to find a woman who is interested and inevitably wonder how to broach the topic. Any help would be appreciated. And here's the third one. Hey, really interested in pegging. Can you recommend any way to learn more and how to find people to do it? So, okay, the reason I read all these three and didn't like respond to each one is because I get these all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. So I feel like I should have a banner across the top of my website that basically says, are you a guy who's new to pegging and looking for someone to do it with? And just have a link. But at the same time, there are so many different places where people find me. They find me on FetLife. They find me on Facebook. They find me everywhere. And that's cool because I like being out and about and spreading the word about pegging everywhere I am on the internet. But I do get these all the time. This is definitely a recurrent theme in the messages that I receive. So in general, gentlemen, what you need to do is go to my website and the drop-down tab that is called New to Pegging with a question mark, you will find one of the choices is men, right? For the men. So you click on that. And then there will be a subheading that says, where can I find a woman to peg me? There's a whole slew of articles there, and I suggest that you read them. Here's the basic deal, okay? The basic deal is, if you are just looking to experience pegging, and you're not looking for a relationship, then go find a pro. If you are looking for a relationship, look for a woman who seems to be relatively sex positive and uninhibited regarding sex, and then approach her about it. But don't lead with that. Do not look for women who are into pegging, because we get pissed off. We feel like you are asking us to be a fetish delivery service. We have questions of why you are attracted to us to begin with and suspect that it's just because you want to get fucked, and it doesn't feel good. So don't fucking do it, okay? Where can I find women who are interested in pegging? You go and you find a relationship in the way that you do it best. Whether you are swiping right or left or going to a website or meeting them at the beach or wherever, okay? And if they're sex positive, then relatively soon you ask them if they're interested in pegging. Now, you can just kind of put it out there if you want, but if they are kind of interested but maybe a little freaked out and yet interested in you enough to where they're kind of curious, then you send them to podcast number 112. So the middle guy, the middle email that I read, you wonder how to broach the topic. You just kind of throw it out there and then you send them to podcast number 112. But you throw it out there in a way that is enthusiastic and unashamed, as best as you can pull that off. You don't present it like a dirty little secret with lots of shame. You just talk about it as, you know what? Women can have amazing orgasms with their G-spots and everything and multiple orgasms and all kind of stuff. Did you know that men can too? And it's through prostate stimulation. So let me send you to this place and it'll tell you all about it because I really want to try this out with somebody and I really like you and we've been dating for a little while and the sex seems awesome. And so you get the point, okay? That is the answer to these questions. There is no magical place that men who are into pegging can go and find women that are waiting with strap-ons ready to fuck any man who is interested in getting fucked up the ass. That's the deal. Read those articles, go to a pro if that's what you want, and search for the women and follow the advice. And good luck to you. I do not mean to have a tone of voice that is without sympathy and empathy because I know that it's difficult to find. But don't look for the action. Look for the woman. And if you're really just looking for the action, then go get fucked from a sex worker because that is the best way to do that. And some of the links in that first part that I told you, go to the tab, new to pegging, get the drop down, click on for the men, and then you're going to find a set of articles. And how can I find a woman to peg me? One of several of the things that you're going to find in there include, there's two interviews I did with a man who went to a pro and then he went to the same pro again. And I did interviews with him both times. So if you find yourself in that category, this is a great thing to think about listening to because if you go to a pro, you don't have to think anything about their needs. They are there to serve you. So you don't have to worry about if the equipment fits. They have the equipment. You don't have to worry about pleasing them. They're there to please you. And they're there to make your fantasy about getting pegged come true. And if you go to them and you find out that this is an awesome fucking thing, then you can go try and find a relationship with someone who loves pegging or who is open to it and explore it with that person. So if you're just looking for the experience, there you go. Go to the pro. Anyway, all those links will be in the Linkorama for everybody. So I think we're done. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Or you can go to pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, check out my Facebook page. And if you order any sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your entire purchase. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too risque, too ridiculous, or too remedial. Many listeners are going to lure along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox, or feel free to call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.